Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Mom Confessions, where we talk rugs, fans, mullets, and squirrels, and more. And we wrap it up with our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, welcome to episode 101. Hey, Laura, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you guys this week? How old is that little tyke of yours?
My little rapscallion is 16 months this week.
Yeah.
Yay. So, do you remember how I was talking about how he like has been climbing on top of the coffee table?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. What did you guys decide to do with the coffee table?
Nothing. We did nothing with it. Well, okay.
That was an option.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What I actually decided was like I should make it a limit, you know, like a boundary. And when he climbs on top of it, get him to climb down off of it, you know, and try to teach him how to deal with a coffee table instead of just like making it go away.
Mm-hmm.
That was my plan. And it was kind of working. I tried to be very calm and I'd go over and I'd like show him how to get off the coffee table by himself. And that was actually going okay. And then,
oh no,
it was right in the middle of my Zoom mommy and me class because we're still, you know, on quarantine right now. And so everything's on Zoom. And we were in the middle of the like discussion portion. So the kids are all off playing and he's just running around. And next thing I know, I hear a thunk and I look over and he hadn't climbed on top of the coffee table, but he was just running around and just happened to trip right at a spot where he would fall and face plant forehead first into like the vertical edge of the coffee table. You know what I'm talking about?
Ouch. Yeah.
Our coffee table is one of those storage coffee tables too. So it has like, it's like this wood box basically. Mm-hmm. And we had the little rubber corner protectors on the actual corners, but I had never thought about the vertical edge, like where the two
like
sides
the corner
come together.
Where the yeah.
Yeah, not like the tip of the corner, you know, but like the vertical corner.
Mm-hmm.
I scoop him up. I like shut my computer instantly. And then I scoop him up and his forehead instantly just swells up like a giant egg. And he has this vertical black and blue line and he's screaming his head off.
Oh, poor buddy.
So I felt awful. I like rush back to the little office we have in the back where Corey was working. I, like rush up to the door. He's in the middle of his Zoom, you know, business day. And like then he puts himself on mute and comes out and he's like, oh my God. And we're like looking. I'm calling my mom. I can't get in touch with my mom. He like texts a picture to his friend who's an ER doc. And you know, within a couple minutes, he had stopped crying. He was kind of doing the whimpering thing, you know. But it was huge. His forehead was just gigantic. And we were about ready to go to the ER. Like, it wasn't bleeding, but the fact how fast it swelled up really freaked me out. But then Corey's ER doctor friend wrote back and was like, don't go to the ER. They're not going to do anything. They don't have anything they can do for that. Just give them Tylenol.
Okay.
Then my mom finally called back because I sent her like a video. And in the video, it's really bad because you can really see like the dimensions of the egg on his forehead.
Jeez.
And she was like, no. She's like, did he ever lose consciousness? Did he cry right away? And, you know, it was like, no, yes. And she's like, well, he's probably fine. It's just, they just look dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right. Within like a half hour, he was acting like nothing had ever happened.
Wow.
And by the end of the week, there's like barely a mark on his forehead. Like
what?
You could barely see anything was there. Yeah.
That's impressive. If I get a bruise by bumping into my tufted bed, it stays for like 3 weeks.
I know, me too.
What?
I bruise if someone sneezes on me.
100%, me too. Babies in their magical skin and bodies.
I know. I felt so awful and it really freaked me out. So now the coffee table is shoved into the corner. So there's only one edge he could get to. And then we've like piled crap on top of it so he can't climb on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And we draped a like cushy blanket folded multiple times over on the edge.
Oh, good.
That he could. So, you know, there goes the coffee table. So now we're living that no coffee table life.
Welcome to my world. Oh, That makes me realize that there are so many edges like that in my house, though. Like, our dining table has benches that are solid wood. That's just one gigantic vertical edge. And the girls run and chase each other around that table all the time. And, well, now I'm going to freak out about it and be nervous about it.
I mean, the truth is, though, I don't know how much damage they can actually do on a vertical edge. Like, mm-hmm. it looks bad, but you're not going to get it, like, poke an eye out because it's vertical, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. There's danger everywhere mm-hmm. with toddlers. You can't baby-proof everything 100%. Mm-mm. So
no. But well, I'm glad he's okay. That's good.
My mom was like, I've always hated that coffee table. I told you that from the beginning. Like, you told me about, like, the corners and the vertical, like, the top edges that he was uh-huh. going to fall and bonk his chin. Like, not the freaking vertical edges. Like, don't act like you knew. That's all. But he's fine.
Always hated that coffee table. Did she mean aesthetically or danger-wise?
No. She always thought it was dangerous. Like, from the moment we brought the baby home, she was like, that coffee table is going to have to go. Mm-hmm. I guess she was right, but, you know. Anyway, I feel like I should say something very positive to end my check-in. Because it actually wasn't all bonks, although it felt like it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, one of the most adorable developments of late has been that I can ask my toddler for a snuggle.
Uh-huh.
And he's done it for a while. He'll be like, I want a snuggle, and he'll kind of give me a hug. But now what he does is he grabs my face, like, holding both my cheeks in his hands.
Aww.
Like, he'll be, like, standing on my lap, you know? Mm-hmm. And he'll just, like, go nose to nose and look deep in my eyes, like, very, very seriously.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes for, like, the cheek to cheek. And then he pulls back and he holds my cheeks again and looks deep into my eyes.
How are you getting anything done all week? I would just be doing that constantly. That's so sweet.
It tends to only happen right after bath time, before bedtime. And I think it might be a little bit of, like, a stalling technique, but it's so cute.
We'll go with it.
And it, like, melts my heart. But it makes me laugh so hard, too. And I feel bad. I don't want him to think I'm laughing at him, but it's really hard to keep a straight face when he's, like, nose to nose with you, and he just looks so serious, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, snuggling mommy is serious business.
It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so cute. I never want it to end. I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe when he's 25, it would be weird, but but it's so sweet, and I just live for those snuggles.
Yes. Oh, God, baby snuggles.
Baby snuggles. I know. Okay, Shauna.
Yes.
What's going on with you this week?
We're good. Cece is 17 months old. And so last time I talked about her eczema, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, she's getting more little patches on her, like, ankles and behind her knees and stuff. And this week, just, I don't know, something happened. I don't know if she ate something or what, but just, like, her whole body basically broke out in a rash. And her eczema spots were really, really bad. Like,
super red,
super itchy. Yeah, it was so, so heartbreaking. And so I called the pediatrician. I was like, do you have a pediatric dermatologist recommendation? Mm-hmm. So they gave me one, and I set up a video telemedicine appointment with this dermatologist and mm-hmm. took pictures of Cece. Cece was not there for the appointment. She was sleeping, but the doctor got lots of pictures, and we talked to her about it and everything. And the full body rash, the doctor was like, I think that's probably just, like, left over from the roseola. And I was like,
really?
That was several weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, is that possible? Like, I heard it goes away after a couple weeks, and she's like, well, sometimes, you know, the virus, whatever, it does what it does. Like, as it's shedding, it can kind of, like, have a reaction in the body. So I was like, all right, I guess I won't worry about that one. And then for the eczema, she's, like, basically what we already knew, like, put cortisone on it if it's itchy to try to, like, improve the flare-ups. And then she wanted us to get all this homeopathic stuff to try to, like, calm down her teething. She's like, teething and eczema is really related.
Oh, interesting.
And I told her about the inconsolable crying and how I cut dairy. And she's like, yeah, gut stuff is really connected to eczema. So she gave us, like, these drops for intestinal discomfort and this cream. The company is called Boiron. All this stuff is from a homeopathic company called Boiron. Boiron.
How do you spell that?
B-O-I-R-O-N.
Okay.
And it's a calendula cream, whatever calendula is, I don't know. But it's basically like really, really thick Vaseline with this calendula stuff in it.
Okay.
And we're just like slathering that on her. And, you know, I'm always unsure about homeopathic stuff. I'm like, is this really going to do anything? I don't know. But she's a doctor and she deals with this all the time. So we'll try it. So we are trying it.
Does it smell good at least?
No, it doesn't smell like anything.
Oh, bummer.
No, it just smells like Vaseline. Yeah. So I'm like feeling so bad for her, you know, and it makes it worse because like we go outside and play in the water and the sun. And I'm sure that just like the heat and everything just really makes those rashes break out. And so my quest to figure out how to help this baby and her rashes continues. And I don't have a conclusion to the story yet. We're going to keep it up and see what happens.
All right. Well, we are following the saga.
Yes. And listeners, if anyone has any recommendations for an eczema product over the counter prescription that has worked in helping get rid of this stuff, I really would love to know. I really want to know. Because there's so many products out there, and it's like I could spend an arm and a leg trying all these different things. I don't know what's going to work for her specifically. I don't know.
Interesting. Interesting. What laundry detergent do you guys use?
We use Tide, and I did just recently, because of this, switch over to the one that the Eczema Foundation, or National Eczema Foundation, recommends, which is all free and clear. So
interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna start washing all her stuff in that and see if that helps. Because, you know, I'm always trying to like look back in time and make associations. I was like, you know, I think this eczema did get worse when I was using Mrs. Meyer's detergent. That ran out, and I just started using I use Tide for my stuff because I like the way it smells. I was like, I'll just use that for Cece's stuff. So maybe she's having a reaction to the Tide?
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that because I recently picked up some Tide just because I didn't have my normal stuff, which I usually use the like Kirkland brand from Costco, free and clear, and I didn't have it. And I looked on like Wirecutter and they said Tide was good for getting out stains. So I got it. And my guys had some eczema patches too, or like dry skin. I mean, like it hasn't been diagnosed, but they're, you know, my mom is like, oh, that's typical, like back of the knees, elbows, that sort of thing. And I talked about it, how Vaseline really helped, but it is cropping up a little bit again. And I'm like, maybe I should get rid of that Tide.
Maybe.
So,
well, I will definitely keep you updated on our progress with that, because I just started washing everything in the free and clear. So I'm just, when I get my mind on a mission to like fix something parenting wise, I just go hardcore. I'm like, I read everything, try to figure stuff out and like try different methods. I think like my household can't keep up with me, because one day I'm like, I think it's bananas, you know, because I'm allergic to bananas. Maybe she is. It's like, let's cut bananas. And then a couple days later, she's eating a banana. And Steve's like, so we're not cutting bananas? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do. So I'm like a crazy person over here.
No, you're just trying your best to make your daughter's life as comfortable as possible. I don't think that's crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it makes me so sad. Like, she'll sit and scratch. You know, she's like scratching her ankles and the insides of her elbows. And I'm just like, So, but the fun, cute thing this week, a new development, is we have AstroTurf in the backyard, like fake grass, which I love, by the way. Like, I never want to go back to a backyard with regular grass because it's always green. It's amazing. And she was out there running around the other day and ran from the shady part of the turf to the sunny part of the turf. And she stopped and screamed. This is not the cute part, obviously. She was like, ah! And I was like, oh, yeah, that stuff gets really hot in the sun. I forgot.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's hot. And I picked her up and I was like, oh, no, you poor thing, poor thing. Well, she learned the concept of hot immediately after this. She's just like, hot, hot. So every time she goes out and she like sees the sun patch on the grass, she'll like go over and she's very curious about it. She's like, hot, hot. Now she realizes that if her swing set, like the slide, is in the sun, she'll touch it to make sure if it's hot. So she's just really grasping the concept of temperature, which is so cool. But she mixes it up, you know. So
no,
like,
pun
also
intended.
What?
Sorry. You said, which is really,
just really cool. Oh, God. Definitely not intended, since I clearly had to be like, what did I say? She'll go to the freezer with me and, like, you know, touch something in there. And she's like, hot, brr, hot. I'm like, that's cold. She understands that it has something to do with temperature, mm-hmm, you know,
yeah,
but doesn't have the right word for it yet. So it's so cute. Hot, brr,
brr.
No.
Although I have to say, when you touch like a really cold, like an ice cube, the hot and cold sensation is not that different.
That's a right? really good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Maybe she's onto something.
Onto something. Jinx. So that's us this week. Shall we take a break and move on to our special segment?
I think we should.
Okay. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alamuse is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alomoves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP. And we're back, so our special segment this week is Mom Confessions.
Mom Confessions.
Where we try to stump each other with one true and one not true thing that we are confessing to about being a mom. Shauna, let's get right to it. Let's see if you can stump me. When we did this with our husbands last week, they were very transparent.
Yes. It was very easy to pick. Yes. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. Okay.
Okay. What's your first mom confession?
My first mom confession is this. I wiped my toddler's butt with my t-shirt, or I watched my toddler pee on the bathroom rug and still haven't cleaned it.
I'm going to go with wiping the butt. Really?
I attribute this to the fact that I am completely overwhelmed with working full-time, watching two kids, and being in quarantine still. It's just like, I watched her pee, like, before the bath. She's just standing there waiting for the bath. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, she's peeing on the bath mat. Huh. Well, I'll give her a bath. And just like, I just don't want to deal with washing a bathroom mat. I don't know why, Laura. I feel like this is so not like me. Like, I'm really grossed out by stuff like this. My dogs pee in the house sometimes and I flip.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. Because, yeah, when your dogs pee in the house, you, like, are on it.
Truly. I guess just because, like, I don't know, she's my baby, maybe it's different, and, like, I don't know. I have zero excuse for this situation, so I probably should get on it and
you
go
just
wash
need
that
to
rug.
Pick it up and throw it in the washing machine. I mean, to be honest, how many loads of laundry do you think you do, like, every week?
Oh my god, I don't know, like 10.
Yeah, so really, is it that much more of an inconvenience? Just put it in the wash.
It's hot, too.
You can dry it outside.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's probably not good to, like, leave the lingering odor of urine in my bath rug. Like, that will attract my dogs to come pee on the rug.
I was going to say, aren't your dogs interested in it? If it, like...
Yeah, probably.
I feel like it would be really attractive to them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I have to say, I get it in the fact that, like, baby pee does not faze me at all. Mm-hmm. Like, my guy has peed on my legs so many times in the bath, and do I care? Like, not, like, do I immediately rinse it off? Not really. You know? Like, it's just baby pee.
I know.
He's very well hydrated, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like this little clear water. Anyway, right. I will say, I have not wiped my baby's butt with my t-shirt, but I did one time, I think when she was a baby, I did wipe her butt with a sock because there was like no wipes and there was like a little baby sock there. And it was just like a little bit. I was like, and then threw it in the laundry. So that's where I got the idea for that one.
I see.
Yes. Anyway, what have you got for us?
Okay. All right. My first one is, I let my baby knock over a grocery store display and didn't tell anyone. Or I stole a food pouch from the grocery store.
Whoa. So egregious. Both of those. Let's see. Well, I think that you probably accidentally stole the pouch from the store. So I'm going to go with that one.
You know me too well. It was a complete accident.
I'm like, I just feel like you would not let your baby get away with knocking over a display.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I definitely would tell someone. I was trying to think of a realistic alternative, but the only way I could see that happening is like he knocked it over and he was losing his mind or something. I had to like prioritize, like, either I get him out or tell someone and, you know,
just run out, like, clean up on aisle 15.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, we accidentally stole a food pouch. Actually, and I did go back and tell them and they actually didn't even care. So what happened
was, so cute.
We were in the grocery store and I didn't, you know, this was a while back when we were really like getting started with the snacks. I feel like, mm-hmm. you know, when they're like 12 months, you start adding in snacks and like you never know how often to do it. It takes a while to get a rhythm with your baby. Mm-hmm. And I had like forgotten basically to give him a snack. We were in the grocery store and we went to the pouch aisle. And he saw the pouches and just lost his mind, like reaching for them, and like, you know, and I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, God, yes.
And I had a bunch more stuff to get. So I was just like, oh, okay, baby, you can hear. I'm going to open this and we'll pay for it on the way out. Mm-hmm. And he sucked it down so fast. And I got a bunch of other pouches, right? I got like probably like a dozen. And, you know, he was much happier after that, which was good. And I felt terrible. Uh-huh. And then when we were checking out, I forgot to hand the empty pouch to mm-hmm. the checker. And and then I went back and confessed and they were like, eh, it's fine.
Oh, you didn't end up paying for it?
They had a big line. They were like, it's okay. Uh-huh. I was just like, whatever. Okay, I guess
good to know.
But
good
I'm also know. A person who I've never like opened a food package before we checked out. Like I'm mm-hmm. such a stickler about that. So it gave me such like anxiety doing it. But it's what like that thing I was mentioning with trying to think of the alternative. It's like, well, you're prioritizing. You have a kid who's losing his mind because he's hungry, or you just open it and forget to pay for it later.
Yeah. Oh, I never ate stuff in stores, and I still don't. But the first time I started doing it was in Target when Elle would see the little, like, they position them so perfectly. Like, you walk in the store and there's a display of tiny boxes of goldfish. Mm. And it's like, every time we go to Target, it's like, goldfish, goldfish. I'm like, all right. And, you know, let her munch on goldfish throughout the store. And my concern for this has gone so downhill that, like, at this point, like, we're shopping and I notice she's just kind of, like, dropping them on the ground. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know where to put them. And I, like, kind of kick it under.
Oh, no.
Under display. This is, like, another mom confession.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I usually do remember to pay for it.
I've only ever stolen one other thing in my life. And that was also an accident. Well, or ignorance, I guess. I was like 4 or 5, I want to say. And I was in the grocery store with my mom. And I looked over, you know, when you're checking out, they have all those candies and gums and stuff right mm-hmm. there for you to impulse buy. Well, I remember looking over and seeing one of the packages of gum was open already. Like someone had already taken, they were like those cubes. I don't even know if they make those anymore. Like,
oh, yeah, those, like, I think they do. I like
Bubblicious
those.
Or something. Mm-hmm. And so it was open. So I reached over and got one cube of gum and started chewing it. And then we get to the car and my mom is like, where did you get that gum? And I was like, it was just sitting there. I think I immediately started crying and she was like, that's wrong. You're stealing. I was like, oh my God, I'll never. I was like, but I thought because it was open already, it was. Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
I don't have a constitution for stealing.
Yeah, no, me neither. Did she make you go back and admit to the gum?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. I want to say she threatened that, but also she was like, I'm not getting you out of your car seat and bringing you back.
Oh, no, that's
in,
not worth it. Forget it.
Or no, I probably wasn't in a car seat at that age, but, you know, like unbuckling me from the seatbelt and stuff. So, yeah. I'll have to ask her if she remembers.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's my first one. Okay. Do you have another one?
Yes. All right, here we go. I annoy my husband by correcting my kids when they pronounce words wrong, or I missed the rocking chair while holding my toddler.
You missed it? Like you sat on the ground instead?
Like I went to sit in the rocking chair and I missed the seat. Yes, and I was holding the toddler.
Mm. I'm going to go with the pronouncing words.
No.
Damn it. I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, I don't know. A couple times, you know how Cece has a hard time sometimes at night with the night terrors, and I'm mm-hmm. just like in the middle of the night, and we don't have any night lights or anything in her room right now, just trying to keep it super dark. And so I'm like holding her, trying so hard to comfort her, and I never know what's going to work. And so I'm like, well, let's go sit down in the rocking chair and rock. So she's crying. I'm holding her, and I like blindly try to make my way over to the rocking chair, which I know is there. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and I sit down, and I just missed it. I just missed the entire chair. Luckily, there was like a little bin of books next to it. So I like fell onto the books instead of all the way to the floor. But here's the real kicker. Uh-huh. I did the exact same thing again the next night. Just missed the chair completely. I'm like,
learning.
You know what? We're not going to try to sit in that chair in the dark anymore. Like this could lead to serious injury.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd also worry about you like bonking her head or something, you know, right? On the arm or yeah.
Yeah, it was just.
It's hard in those dark rooms when you don't want to turn a light on or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have these little very, very dim lights. I think I talked about them on the previous episode. Like, I think when our babies were newborns, they're Vava, and they're like, yeah. That's the brand, and they're little, these little egg touch, you know, what do you call them? Touch activated lights.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't emit any blue light. So in theory, they don't wake you up more.
Yeah. Like then, oh, anyway. Cool.
So we use that because you need something, so, you know, especially if it's like a middle of the night diaper check or something.
Yeah, truly. We really just need to get something like that for sure. That would make all our lives a lot safer and easier.
They're like $20.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Check that out. I do want to say about the correcting the kids, mm-hmm. I'm actually complete opposite. I just will never correct them when they say things wrong because it is so cute and I just want to hear it over and over. I just want to tell you a couple.
Uh-huh.
Elle is, of course, really cute at this right now because she just has more vocabulary and tries to take a stab at words that are... bigger, and it's so cute. I'm like, nope, never gonna correct you. Oh, we have this Sandra Boynton book called Snoozers, and it's talking about different positions you snooze in, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can snooze horizontal. Well, Elle is like looking at it, and she tries to, you know, read it based on memory, and she's like, and you lay honk-a-doodle. I'm like, what? She's like, honk-a-doodle. And I was like, please say that for the rest of your life. Like, honk-a-doodle is just the cutest word.
That is really
cute. Horizontal. Yeah, so cute. And then, like, for the longest time, she says little bit it instead of little bit. She's like, can I just have a little bit it of milk?
Aww.
Little bit it. It's so sweet and cute. Like, I know she'll learn the correct way someday. And if she gets too old and it's just weird, then I won't. But yeah, no, I'm embracing all the cute little things these days.
Well, this segment is going honk-a-doodle for me. Shall I try to redeem myself?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Did I accidentally feed squirrels the last of my son's snacks and let him go hungry? Mm. Or did I leave a trash bag full of diapers out overnight and allow a family of raccoons to rummage through it?
Oh, man. Both of those are so realistic because it's just like the mom brain where you're like, oh, I'll just like deal with that later. Or, you know, like, oh, I'll like pick up the snacks later because I got to chase the toddler. So it's mm-hmm. like, which one did you do? It's just so funny. I'm going to say the trash bag and the raccoon.
You are correct.
I am.
Oh, man. So
God.
Usually what happens is like the trash bag full of diapers, like I'll clean out the diaper pail as we're doing bedtime routine. Like if he's in the bath with Corey, I'll like pull the bag out and throw it out on our porch mm-hmm. and then, you know, do the rest of stuff. And then I'll try to remember to take it out.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot to take it out. And the next morning when I went out to the backyard with the toddler, by the way, toddler runs up to a diaper that's completely torn open
the
way across the yard. And I was like, whoa, don't touch that, baby. Don't touch that. And I was like, what the fuck happened? Then I looked and there was just diapers strewn all over the back, like our back porch area, our back patio. And the best part of it is that I have a Nest Cam out there. So I was like, well, I got to figure out what happened.
Yes.
So I went back and reviewed the footage. And lo and behold, raccoons had torn open the bag. And just like, I don't know. I mean, I guess baby poop smells okay. The interesting thing is that they like clearly were disappointed because they like rummaged through. We're trying to find something. And then we're like, well, this is shit. Literally. And so I got the distinct pleasure of having to run around my backyard and retrieve diapers
and throw
them away.
Do you wonder if maybe a raccoon transferred any poopy diapers to your neighbor's yards?
Oh,
I would be paranoid about that.
I would be paranoid about that. I haven't heard anything.
That's good.
So I hope not. But, you know, it could happen. I'm always amazed at the wildlife in cities. Like, Pasadena is a little bit more suburban, but you know, it's a huge freaking city and got raccoons. I've seen coyotes on the street behind our house. You know, what else have I seen come through? Lots of possums.
We had a giant possum in our yard. It was dead, unfortunately. We had to deal with that. But yeah, like, wait, what is that?
And then the one that was alive, the squirrels thing, I don't believe in feeding wildlife, although I have to say I've been really tempted to give them some graham crackers recently because my guy is so interested in them. He's like so excited when he sees them. Yeah. And it's like so tempting to want to bring them closer.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And I did have a squirrel literally crawl into my stroller undercarriage to get to some graham crackers at the park the other day. I have footage of that too.
Oh, they are bold. Yes. Holy cow.
Which is why I don't feed them because that's why they're so bold. They know.
Yeah, you know, true.
They see a stroller and they're like, there's snacks in there.
Oh, at the very least, just a shit ton of crumbs.
Yes. All right. Well, you've gotten both of mine. I haven't gotten either of yours. I want to hear one more, see if I can redeem myself.
Okay. I'm down for that. But should we take a quick break and come back with that after?
Oh, the suspense. Yes. Let's do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. All right, we are back, and I am dying to hear another mom confession from Shauna.
Okay, here we go. I cut individual pieces of popcorn up for my toddler. I cut my toddler's hair and accidentally gave her a mullet.
I am going to go with popcorn.
Yeah, you got it right.
I mean, I don't mean to be... I feel like Cece might have a natural mullet going on. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, I was going to 100% okay, mention good. That. I'm like, I don't need to give her one. And the L was the same way. It's like all party in the back, and it just would not grow in the front. Like these like shortest little bangs forever. And that's what we have going on with Cece. And I, you know, I'm not down with cutting her hair.
Well, I'm noticing this with a lot of my friends who have girl toddlers, because with boys, I mean, yeah, you know, traditional gender roles, blah, blah, blah. Generally, in our culture, boys have short hair, and so it's like not considered weird to cut a toddler boy's hair to have like a more, you know, shaped look.
Yeah, exactly.
But with girls, you probably want to grow her hair out. And so what are you supposed to do? Like, cut the back. You don't want to cut the back because you want that growing out. But then if you don't do that, you end up with the mullet. A lot of my friends with toddlers from like Mommy and Me class have the accidental mullet going on.
It's really cute and endearing. And yes, I want that hair to grow out. I'm just like so obsessed with putting little pigtails in her hair, which of course I've tried and she's just not having it at all. So I'm like, ugh. Oh, so cute. But what was the real one? Oh, yes. So popcorn.
the popcorn. You know why I knew that was real? Because I've considered this because of how delicious popcorn is and how you're not supposed to feed it to kids under four, right? Or
something. It's a
like that.
Big choking hazard for little kids. And I never really understood why, because grapes, I'm like, I get it. They're round and slippery. But popcorn, I read, it's because it's very lightweight. So it can easily be kind of like inhaled down into the esophagus, like the weight and the size of it. So I'm very, very cautious about popcorn, but our household loves popcorn and Elle just loves it. And, you know, I cannot make a batch of it without Cece just demanding popcorn of her own. She loves it. She just like pitches a fit. And, you know, I was like, all right, here, I'll break off the little, you know, edges for you. I did that for a while and then my hands would get buttery. And then the other day I was like, I have those little tiny scissors, food scissors I got a while back. And I'm like, I just stood there for like 5 minutes and cut kernels of popcorn into tiny pieces and made her a whole bowl of tiny popcorn. And she was pretty happy.
Yeah, that's cool. I was literally just talking about this with our friend Steven the other day because he texted me asking for my popcorn recipe. I'm going to share my popcorn recipe for the
it's
world.
So
ready?
Delicious.
It's melted butter. So you pop your own popcorn, you put melted butter on top, and then salt and either paprika or like chili powder and nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast is the thing. So it makes it like kind of like cheesy, but of course, it's, you know, but well, it has butter. So if you want it vegan, use margarine, but cheesy and delicious and savory and just really good. But I was telling Steven that I haven't made it in forever because I know I won't be able to make it in front of my toddler without him just losing his shit wanting some, because he always he wants what we eat constantly.
Yes. Oh my god, it's so hard. Well, get some of those little scissors, Laura, and get to work.
Oh my god, that sounds really tedious.
It is so tedious, which is why I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it. Like, on one hand, I'm like, I'm being a good mom, you know? But on the other hand, it's like, oh my god, that's like kind of just a tedious, embarrassing thing to admit. That
that's really funny.
Done. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Anywho, what's your next one?
Okay, here's my last one. Because my toddler is obsessed with dragons, I played him an episode of Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Or I played a half hour of YouTube videos of ceiling fans to entertain my toddler.
Ceiling fans.
Yeah, I know. That was too obvious.
It's so hilarious and brilliant. That might be like the one video that might capture Cece's attention.
Thank God for YouTube. My goodness. Okay, so the backstory is we were FaceTiming with my dad the other day, and he has a ton of ceiling fans around his house. And he was like walking. He walked to go give the phone to my stepmom, and my guy saw a ceiling fan behind him. And the way he indicates that he sees a ceiling fan, he goes, shoo, 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 and he like spins his little index finger around. Shoo, 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 shoo. Because there was a house on our street that was for sale that had a ceiling fan. And so we used to like walk right up to it and look at it. And anyway, now it is sold and there's curtains up, and he keeps like walking up to the house and be like, shh. I'm like, oh, there's someone living
there. You
guys
don't have any ceiling fans in
your
house?
We don't. We don't have any fans at all. The only fan we have is in our air conditioning unit, which he also demands to see like all the time.
Oh, is it like one of the units that's on the ground out back or something?
Yes. So like if we're outside, he has to like walk around to the side of the house, point. He makes me pick him up and walk him over because it's kind of on a slope, and he has to like stare at the fan inside the AC unit.
It is kind of hypnotic to stare at a fan. I mean, I get it.
So when we were talking with my dad, he kept insisting on seeing the fan. So he watched the fan for like a good 10 minutes. And then my dad was like, I have to go. So that day I had to trim his nails. And I know Janet Lansbury would be like, pay attention, make it an event. Don't use distraction. But I also don't want to like slice my kid's fingers open.
Yeah, so that's fair.
I use a distraction in this instance. And I realized I could go to YouTube and I searched ceiling fans. And there was like, one of the videos was like a woman going around her house, just turning every fan on.
What?
And it was like a good like 20 minute video. She had
this
a lot
has
of
to
fans.
Be someone's fetish or something, right? Because like, why else would you do a video like that? I don't get it.
I don't know. She also kept pointing to like a temperature dial or something, like a thermometer. But I couldn't hear the audio, so.
Oh, that probably would have added some context.
I'm sure it would have, but I wasn't like, we weren't there for context. We were there for fans, damn it. And it delivered.
That's so great. I'm glad that he liked it.
He did. He really liked it. Corey came in and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, look, it works. And then at some point, Corey was like, let's watch something educational. Let's watch some whales. And he like tried to change it to nature documentaries about whales. And my toddler did not like that. He insisted on going back to the fans.
Oh, that's so great. Maybe that's what I should try when trying to put Cece's hair in pigtails. Maybe that will distract her enough to like do some hair.
Yeah.
Good
report
idea.
Report back.
Oh my gosh, that was fun. All right, I think that's all for our mom confession. Should we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
I think we should.
We're back and we're going to end things with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Laura, you're first. What do you have this week?
I have a big fat positive.
Woo! What you got?
It's Casper Baby Pants. Do you know about Casper Baby Pants?
No. What? Okay. Tell me.
Casper Baby Pants is a musician, like a kid's musician. And I know that I talk a big talk about only playing like cool hip music. That's not, I'm exaggerating, but you know, only playing like normal music, for lack of a better word, for my toddler. And it's true that for the most part, we just listen to regular music, because when I've tried to play like baby music, like, you know, Pink Fong or any of that stuff, he just does not connect with it. You remember that Happy Song by Imogen Heap that didn't connect with it? Like, it just, he doesn't go for it. But my brother and sister-in-law actually told me about Casper Baby Pants. It's C-A-S-P-A-R, Caspar Baby Pants.
Okay.
It's the stage name of this guy, Chris Ballew? I don't know how to pronounce his name. But he was the lead singer of the Presidents of the United States of America. Do you remember that band?
Vaguely.
From the 90s? Yeah. I think they had that song, like, Peach. What was it?
Millions of Peaches.
The Peaches. Yes.
Peaches for me.
Yeah. So, funny side story. When I was 13, I went on a four-day cruise from Los Angeles to Ensenada and back with my mom and my brother, and the Presidents of the United States of America were there for some reason. Like, not playing the cruise, they were just there on vacation, and we ran into them, and we were like, it was like right when that song was big.
Wow. That's
so
exciting.
I have met Casper Baby Pants. Okay. Don't be jealous.
Very jealous.
But this guy, he just started making music for kids, I think, when he realized like there wasn't a lot of good music for kids out there. And it's just really charming. It reminds me of Raffi. Is it Raffi or Raffi?
You know, I always say Raffi, but then Alexa always says Raffi, so I don't know.
What does she know?
Everything.
But it's sort of similarly like folksy, but it's just not annoying, which is the best part of it. And I love it. And I just want everyone to know about it, because I think I have a low tolerance for annoying music. I get earworms so bad.
Oh, no.
So bad. I have had the Sesame Street Letter of the Day song stuck in my head for probably two straight months now in quarantine.
Boy.
And these are songs that I don't care if they're stuck in my head because they're actually like nice and catchy.
Oh, so fun.
I highly recommend. There's one song called Run Baby Run, which is really cute. My toddler is now starting to like dance along with it. So like, you know, it's like run baby run, run 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 run, and then it's like dance baby dance, and you know, they can do all the things with it. So Casper Baby Pants, highly recommend. You can listen on all the, you know, I've just asked my Alexa to shuffle songs by him, and he did like an album of Beatles covers too, which are kind of nice. So
that's great. It reminds me of a musical artist that does kids stuff that I like. I enjoy his voice, and he's kind of folksy too. It's Johnny Bregar. B-R-E-G-A-R, I think. Johnny Bregar. And we listened to his album Stomp Your Feet a lot of times with Elle when she was younger. And it's his, like, he does some classic kids songs, but he kind of does them in his own way, you know? And they're catchy and not annoying. And his voice is good. And so he's another good one, too, you could try.
Okay, I'll have to look him up.
Okay.
So that's my BFP this week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have another BFP.
Whoop, whoop.
So with Cece's eczema problem, like the biggest spot for her is on the front of her ankle, right? The little crease there. And it gets so much worse when she wears shoes because like the tongue of the shoe, or if it's sandals, the strap of the shoe just rubs and rubs and rubs right there. And me trying to solve all the problems, I'm like, I've got to find her some sandals that don't go up that high. Just that they've got to exist. And so I just started searching for different types of kids sandals, and almost all sandals, you know, especially for girls, have little, like the little buckle strap that goes right there. And I was like, oh, maybe the Natives, these little like kind of, I don't know, plasticky shoes for kids that are really popular. But the tongue kind of comes up a little too high. And I was getting kind of defeated. I didn't want to get her like flip-flops because I think she's too young for flip-flops yet, like the kind that go between your toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I came across a shoe on Amazon called Tombic, T-O-M-B-I-K. And they're little toddler sandals that have, they're more like, what were those sandals that were big in the 90s where like beach guys, like, it's like a...
Tevas?
Not Tevas, because they're not really strappy like that. It's like a base, and then it has like one thick strap kind of.
Oh, sort of those like Adidas slide-ons?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, like that. So like the main part of the shoe is like over like your toes and the middle part of your foot. Nothing comes up to the ankle, and then there's a little strap at the back, you know, a little elastic-y strap. So nothing hits her ankles when she wears these. I was like, oh, great, I'll order these. And they came, and like it made my day because they're rainbow and bright colors just like make me freak out like nobody's business because I think they're so cute and I wish I had them for myself. And they just fit perfectly. And, you know, I feel like I solved this problem. And she wears them and runs around and I just love them. I just love them.
Tombic.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, we have that problem too because my toddler, he is like very like fat feet in a way. Like very like big instep, you know, and it's hard. We actually got some of those Native shoes because people love them.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. And they're too small around that like instep area for him. We can get them on barely now. I mean, the problem is that like his foot, you know, it's perfectly fine for the length of his foot, but that instep just is too thick.
Yeah.
And when I put them on him, I was so excited to have them because I was like, oh, shoes that don't need socks, you know? Like, put them on him and he would like run around a little bit and then he'd squat down and like, eh, and press on his feet, you know?
Oh,
and you could tell
they
were hurting him. So I was like, oh, well, all right. So much for that.
So bummer. Much for that.
So. I'll keep an eye out for those Tombics.
Tombics, yeah. Crocs also, as cool as they are. Elle had a couple like hand-me-down pairs of Crocs sandals when she was younger, and those were good for her because she also has like kind of wide, fat feet. Definitely fat, chubby feet when she was a toddler, for sure. So that could be an option, too.
Cool, cool. And if listeners have any shoe recommendations, we're all ears.
Yeah, let us know. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a closed group. Request to join. I will add you, and you can join in on all our amazing closed and private conversations we're having in there. Or you can send us an email to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com or visit our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
Please rate and review our show wherever you listen to podcasts. We would really, really appreciate that. And if you know someone who is pregnant or trying to conceive or a new parent, let them know about Big Fat Positive. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week. Bye.